K1CJW. K1CJW, KO4NUE.
UE, K4BWA.
Hey, Steve, what's going on, bud?
Well, I was just going to ask if Anna ever asked who that is coming through the door when you come in.
I don't have to answer it.
Nah, as long as she don't shoot you. Oh, all right, I just wanted to say hey.
What you been up to today?
6-month-old grandson, and I got Andrew over here. I'm gonna get him on my, Andrew, call sign? KO4CEF, Andrew. Got him over here. He's just come over. I'm gonna put him on my flight simulator. We're gonna get him flying. And, I just been up to all kinds of good stuff today.
Well, good deal. You got a fine fella over there with you, so, I won't interrupt y'all's evening, and Andrew, good luck. Good luck. I never was good at flying, but I'm sure you'll do well at it. Y'all, gentlemen, have a wonderful day. It's KO4NUE73s. I'm clear.
UE, you better go home and get some FaceTime with that nice lady you live with, buddy. I tell you what. Hey, K4VWA, clear.
Master. All right, the 73, Steve. Y'all be safe. KO4NUE, standing by.
4WHM.
HM, KO4NUE. Headed back from a deer camp. How about you?
Getting to go look for some glasses for the wife. Got a new prescription.
Roger's at. Well, how's things going at the college? You been busy?
Busy. The spring break was a week ago, so they're hunkering down, getting ready. Really, only about 3 weeks left in the school year. And it'll be summertime, and then summer school will start.
Go down a little bit. It's summertime, don't you?
Flow design gives us a chance to do some projects and do some other things we can't do during the fall or spring semester. So, and traffic is a lot better, which I like.
Yeah, I bet. I bet that little town gets crowded in a hurry, don't it?
The average daily population at the university is 50,000, so it drops down to about 22,000 to 25,000 in the summer, so it's about half.
Sounds like a lot.
But it's like I said, it's about half, but it makes a big difference. Because most of the folks that are there are international students or students studying for getting extra credit during the summer to shorten their time there, so they're all in class and staying busy and not running around like they do during the normal part of the
day. Yeah, well, I bet the city, the city municipal probably feels it too. Water, power, sewage, law enforcement, I guess everybody feels it, right?
It makes a big difference. The businesses downtown, they depend on the students and faculty and staff to keep them going, and they really slow down in the summer. So they really say they make the money in the fall when it comes to football season. That's when the town really explodes.
I bet. Well, how's XYL and little furry friend doing?
Good. Jana's doing well, and Lana's being Lana. She's probably up on the couch or in the recliner taking a nap while we're gone. So I was just about to do the same if I was home, but we're going to make this quick trip to Anderson. something and hopefully find some glasses and then get back home.
Alana get mad at you when you leave her?
Because, she really does. It's a surprise, but when I come home, she's there.
Pretty bad spot. I'm not sure if you can hear me or not, but, well, listen, I'm gonna have to duck on out. I don't want everybody to have to listen to all this static. But nice talking to you, sir, again. And you be safe, brother. I'm going to try to get on back to the house. KO4NUE, 73'sville. Be safe, brother. If you need anything, give me a holler. I'm clear.
Good to talk to you. M4WHM, I'll be standing by.
KO4,
WWD, KO4,
no static on me at all.
Station, this is KO4NUE. Try again, sir.
KO4NUE, KO4WWD. I don't hear any static behind you.
In station, I can't quite pull you out. You're down in the weeds a little bit. Can you boost your power just a little bit?
KI4DTY. Hey, Chad, you're actually hitting a repeater really clean, Chad. I think that is Chandler trying to comment.
Thank you.
So that's you in there, Chandler. I think you and Daniel doubled.
That's me.
Andy?
From my base station, and I put it on high power.
That's a little better. Hang on there, Chandler. KF4DTY, what's going on with you today, bud? Chandler, we'll swing around and pick you up.
Well, I'm just working in my office and just turn on my radio, just listening. Just trying to get things clean and situated. But what you up to? You headed back home?
One of the club members, he lives up in Brevard, he built a home-built Yankee, and he's wanting me to come help him put it up and you know, check the, put the meter on it and all, and I gotta tell you, I was impressed. He did an outstanding job with it, and we put it up and got everything tested out and checked out. But he did good, and I learned a few things too. So it's nice to be able to visit with him for the day.
I'm sure you guys had fun, and you're always a big help. So I'm sure he enjoyed it. So I'm still learning, you know, about the antennas, and I know we're going to spend a little time on this, but what's the benefit of having the Yagi? Is it just because it is a directional?
Directional, and you can probably get, probably receive side is a little bit better, but you can think of it like a garden hose. You can squirt all that RF in one direction. And that kind of is helpful when you got a distant, you know, especially on simplex, or you got a repeater just can't quite get into, and I think that's kind of his situation up there. But we got it straight, got it figured out.
KI4DTY. So is that what we put up for Patrick?
Correct. It's called a beam, but it's basically a big old Yagi. That's what it is.
Well, I did have a question for you. Maybe you can answer. And if you ain't got time for to talk right now, and it's not a big deal, just let me know. But when we put up that beam, I know that we put it right up against that pipe. And I was just trying to figure out, is that right, or were we supposed to put space in there? Like, that was one of the things I had asked while we were there, and just wanted to kind of, I was thinking about it because I was thinking about trying to put something up on my house.
Chandler, I will be right there, but what you talking about, Daniel? You lost me.
Don't talk to Chandler. It's not a big deal. I just was just asking you a quick question, but Chandler, go ahead and jump in.
Well, sorry, I wasn't with you there, Daniel. I didn't hear you. How are you doing this afternoon, Chad?
Fine, young man. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I was actually listening to you talk to the first station you started talking to, and I heard that you was heading home, and I just decided, you know, I was going to see if I could hear you on 9-1st, and I got you, but It was very, very weak.
I got you. Well, there you go. You're learning how to use that radio. You've figured out the programming yet?
But I'm probably going to take a look at that later tonight. I'm just trying to take the day easy. It's Saturday, and I just want to rest up and get ready for Monday, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I got you. That's a good thing to do on the weekends, is rest up. So, let me move over to Daniel. Daniel, you still in there?
I got me
a tower, a piece of my tower in the back of the truck. And I'm going to take it back to the machine shop. I got an idea I need to run by you. Got all these, you know, hydraulic cylinders and machine shop and all this stuff, and, you know, welding and all. I think what I'm going to do is I'm gonna set this tower base up on a good concrete pad. And I'm going to mount me a pole in the center of the tower, in the center of the tower itself to the base. And I'm gonna lift a 5-foot section. I'm gonna basically lift the tower up 5 feet, and then put a section in. Drop the hydraulic cylinder down. Lift the tower up 5 feet, and put another segment in. I think I got all my bolsters figured out to where I can support that. I've got my material. I think I'm gonna be able to fabricate the actual sections that goes in it. But what do you think? Let me hear it.
How big is your hydraulic gonna pick up? Is that just like a 4-foot hydraulic, or what is that?
5-foot cylinder. It's been laying down there in the barn for years. I forget what it was for. But I think I got everything figured out where I can just, this stuff looks like heavy gauge conduit pipes, what it looks like. I'm not really seeing a problem trying to fabricate it. I got 50 feet of it, but it's just trying to get it up by myself. That's just a pain in the rump.
Me, so if you need help putting it up, I'll come help you. The only thing I would be concerned about is, what are you going to keep it from, as you're picking up on the hydraulic, what's going to keep it, the top from swaying back and forth so you can put your next section in?
Well, I've got 3 pieces of 1.5-inch round stock. And there's a clamp. There'll be a clamp on the top section, and then a clamp on the bottom section. It might be inch and a quarter. Round stock goes through, so it actually be like a shock. That's a clamp to the top segment and the bottom segment. But put some speed handles on them so I can kind of sort of clamp the bottom in place You understand what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to explain. I mean, it's working out in my mind, but sometimes that don't always work out good.
I think I understand what you're saying. So the section that you're going to pick up is going to be like kind of in the middle of the hydraulic, not near the top end. So you'll have a large, you'll have like a, the bottom end, maybe 2 foot up, another clamp holding directly to the hydraulic. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, pretty much. I've got it. I think I got my clamps figured out. I just had to come up here and get a section of it so I can see how it's gonna play out. But I think I've got it figured out.
At your house or what?
I will. I'm pretty happy with what I got at the house. But I think I'll put it up here just to, you know, test things out.
Here, Kim.
Yeah. Chuck, go ahead, bud.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and pick it up.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You fixing to put up the tower at the deer camp?
Things will work out, but I got all my parts and pieces. Trying to, you know, trying to get it worked out in my head, but I think I got it.
Well, I hope it goes well. Would this be like an HF or 2 meter, 72 meter antenna?
I'll stick both of them up there. I've already been working on my rotator. I built me a rotator down in the shop the other day. So I got it figured out. Got all my switching figured out on it so I can rotate, you know, left and right. So now I'm going to move on to this tower thing, try to figure it out.
Send me some pictures when it gets done. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I will. Okay, Daniel, what you got? What you been doing today, bud?
I just piddling around my office, trying to get things cleaned up, situated. Throwing a couple things on Facebook Market, which I hate, but trying to just get rid of junk that I don't need. And just trying to get, like I said, trying to get my office situated. And it's finally coming along. I'm pretty sure, 90% sure I got rid of that leak. So, yeah, everything's going good. But I know you had a busy week.
Contact.
Go ahead, contact.
Those of you who may be by your radios, fairly rare station, Botswana, is on 14178. Good luck.
Say what?
What's the call sign, Bob?
5 Sierra Lima. 178.
14.178. Good info. Appreciate it. Unfortunately, I'm not near HF rig, but have at it. And any other station, we'll pause if you need some more info.
Yeah, I've worked them before, but I figured I'd get them in for 2022. So anyway, good luck, anybody listening there. There's a big pile up.
Well, man, Bob, this is Chandler, KO4, WWZ. Did you really have to say that, man? Come on, I don't got an HF rig yet.
You can work them from my shack if you want.
What's your location?
Hendersonville.
I'll pass on that.
Steal the repeater. So you guys have at it back there. I think Chad and them were on. Go ahead, guys. Have a good day.
KO4NUE. So, Daniel, you don't have access to a older Windows laptop or can get your hands on one, do you? I'm just thinking about trying to get you set up on WinLink.
And I'm actually going to try to reach out to my brother who deals a lot in PCs. He's an IT tech, and see if possibly he has an old PC that he wouldn't mind giving up, like a little laptop or something. But as of right now, no, I don't have anything.
I think Dad, let me talk with my dad. I think he may have one. If we just get something to get WinLink on it and Easy Terminal up on it, we get the Yaesu up on digital modes.
I was going to actually bring my Yaesu with me so that you could look at it and help me with some of the settings and teach me how to use it a little bit on the HF stuff.
My figure is we'll just go ahead and build an antenna, and or we'll just screw it right into the one I've got and just go from there. Get everything set up. But I, like I said, I have talked with Dad. I think he may have a couple.
I mean, I don't want to steal something he's using, but yeah. I have no need for a PC is my only problem since I run it Mac on everything. But yeah, when it comes to this WinPlex stuff, WinLink stuff, I want to make sure that, you know, I can get on it.
Bill is KO4NUE. KL4DTY, KL4WWZ. The deal is, Dad's married to a doctor, and she has to upgrade her computers, I don't know, every 2 years with the system that she runs. So they get, at the end of the 2 years, they get wiped clean. And I think he's just got a couple of them stacked up over in the corner. All we really need is run software. It's not, you know, I'm sure you get on the internet with it, but let me check with him, see what he's got. I think he may have a couple.
Appreciate that. That'd be cool. Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't need it, I have no need to get on the internet with it, but just to do the WinLink, that's where that's going to come in. Less than that. Do I need to get on the internet with it?
Really, once I get it, get everything loaded on it, you can do, once you get the software up and running, it will need to update all of the propagation reports. Because when you get ready to, you know, send a message out, you have to pick a frequency through a gate. And depending on the propagation, WinLink automatically updates what frequencies are the best chance of getting, you know, getting your digital traffic out. But once you have the software on it, you can update via RF. You can tell your radio, hey, you know, I don't have the internet. I need you to update through RF. And it'll pull it. It'll take about 20 minutes, but it'll straighten it out.
Ah, that's pretty sweet. I didn't know it could do that. Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, I have internet here, so I can definitely update it if it needs it. But that's cool. They'll do it over RF. So, is that something they'll just push to it, or you just manually do it?
What do it is. In the settings, I just tell the software, I want you to hit the nearest I-gate every 30 minutes, and whatever message, if there's a message there, pull it down and put it in my inbox. If there's no message, then, you know, report no message. That way I just set the radio up. And I go, you know, do what I want to do. And it automatically transmits to the nearest gate and, you know, stores the message. That's with a gate. Now, if you're doing, you know, peer-to-peer, which is, you know, really neat. I really like peer-to-peer. Let me let this drop. Video up on peer-to-peer. And I set mine up on peer-to-peer and just, you you know, walk away. I send a message and your radio receives it from radio to radio.
Computer active for the peer-to-peer, correct?
Yeah, it'll be a pair. You'll have to have, and that's why, you know, I think some people may be doing it with a Raspberry Pi. You don't need a lot, just enough to house the shell for the software. And I mean, it's pretty much that simple. And you do that on 2 meter or HF, either one.
I like that. No, I didn't even think about building a Raspberry Pi. That'd be cool. So with the Raspberry Pi, you would just treat it like a storage unit. Is that correct? And then you whenever you connect your laptop, it would pull it down off of the Raspberry?
Yeah, I think with the Raspberry, though, you really need a monitor so you can manipulate, you know, the messages. But I have seen one guy doing it with an external monitor. I didn't like how it was set up, but I mean it all fits in a go box, nice and easy. That's the thing, you know. But I mean, you don't need a lot.
I'm excited to try it. I can't wait to get more into that. And I'm really excited just to build this antenna we've been talking about. Just learning how that'll go together and actually building it and actually being able to get on HF. I think that's going to be fun.
Yeah. All right. Let me get Pick Chandler up. KO4WWZ. You still in there, Chandler? Go ahead, sir.
I'm still here. I'm probably going to back out in just a second. I do want to ask you one thing, Chuck. You don't have any extra Yeezy microphone extension cables laying around, do you?
Not afraid, I don't.
Alright. I'll look for one of them so I can take it here in the next year or so. Well, I'm going to let you two talk because I'll just talk about antenna building and I had no idea what you're talking about or even how to understand it, so I'm just going to let you and Daniel talk. It's KO4WWZ. I'll be clear on the final.
Bud, be safe. I'm going to talk to you later. KO4NUE.
Be a great day, KI4DTY.
KO4NUE, so Daniel, you decided where you want to operate yet?
As far as frequency, no, I don't know where all the cool kids hang out.
All right, well, I've got the material. I brought the material up here to get it knocked out. So we'll discuss that when we get up here, but Got the wire and everything we need to do to get it together. So you ought to leave with kind of sort of what you need, I guess.
Okay, I did have a question for you. Two questions here. One was that soldering station you had. I liked it because it had a heat gun and soldering gun and all that attached to it. I have something similar, but it's just a soldering iron. Where did you get yours?
Honey Harley Electronics in Spartanburg. They've got some pretty decent stuff. I think the stuff on, you know, Amazon's okay too. Long as it gets, you know, long as it melts the solder, I guess that's all that matters. But, you know, I do a fair amount of soldering there at the workbench, so I needed something with, I can control a little better than just plugging it into the wall. That's a little aggravating, you know.
Control on it, which is why I bought it. But again, I like that, the heat gun attachment to yours. Come again with where you got it?
Electronics in Spartanburg. HARLEY. They sell, you know, all kind of electronic stuff there.
And then my second one was, have you heard, I haven't been able to ask Patrick, has he been able to get on HF, and how good is it working?
I haven't talked with him. I gotta talk with him tomorrow. But I haven't heard what's going on with these HF stuff. But I'll see what's going on with him tomorrow. I guess I think we're gonna meet up for a little bit.
Well, that'll be good. Yeah, I wasn't sure if I meant to ask him the other day, but he's in and out of the truck so much. I didn't want to nail him down and to ask him where he was, if he had gotten it working or not, and I didn't know if you knew.
I don't know. Actually, I went up to my club member's house to help with the antenna today and drove right past his house. I thought, Ed lives, I don't know, about 10 miles down below him, so went right by his driveway.
Stopped and harassed him or threw a rock. You should have got out there and disconnected the antenna. Just to toy with him.
Been a good day to do that. I think he went to the race with his son, so I could have messed with it pretty good.
Yeah, I heard something about him possibly going to Pigeon Forge. Is that where the race was?
Kim and his son does that once a year, but he called it something, Daniel. I can't remember what it was, but KL4NUE, KL4DTY. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a hoot. Yeah, it would have been funny to play a trick on him. Of course, that little dog probably would have ate you up.
See, she'd got me. I was over at Ed's house today, and he's got a cat in the house, and friendly little old thing. And I reached down to pet him, and I don't know what it is about rubbing a cat's belly, but boy, they don't like it. He tore me up. He got sharp claws, but he's playing around, but my gosh, he sent them claws out and just hooked right into me.
Cats are different. I know there's lots of people out there and they love cats. I don't have anything against them, but they don't love me, so I'm with you there. When I was a kid, I was probably like 10 or 11 years old, and our neighbor would, him and his family would go up to Maine for the summer, and he paid me to just watch the house, but feed. He had two cats, and they had like this little tomcat that came in, and I was pouring the food in his bowl, and that cat launched off the table and attacked me.
Gracious. Well, I don't think I've ever had one attack me, but I've had a couple of dogs bite me before, but never a cat. I get along with them pretty good.
They don't like me that much, but I don't know what it is. But yeah, that little tomcat, he got up on that table, and I didn't know he was there. I was 10 or 11 years old, and I was just kneeling down trying to pour the cat food in the bowl for him and the other cat. And the other cat didn't mind. He'd come up and purr and rub up against me, and I don't know if the tomcat just didn't like that or what, but he jumped on me. He tore me up. My shirt was all torn up, and he didn't stay on me long. He just hopped on me and kind of like, and then jumped off. But yeah, he had, there's a couple claw marks in my back and in my shirt.
Yeah. All right, bud. Well, let me step on out and clear the frequency up. I think people in there beeping a little bit. They might need it. So let me step on out and you give me a holler on landline, and we'll go from there if you need to. But 73 Daniel, KO4NUE. Have a good day, sir.
KI4DTY. I'll be clear too. 73, that was good talking to you, and I hope you have a safe drive home. Be safe, buddy.
KQK Mobile.